with booming bass. Let's try it again. With booming bass. The hell's happening? It's not playing. God. We're doomed. Booming bass.
Open up the window, get some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking on the smell of stale perfume. That cigarette you're smoking about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come.
Gross.
Your mouth, ha ha ha.
Yeah, did everyone everyone do some eBay? You gotta do eBay. I left all my feedback last night, got all you know, my rating, I think I'm 65 or 66, you know, it's feedback. It's too nice.
Listeners, I'm Io.
And I'm Olivia.
And today we've got another absolutely special Friday special for you. The type of situation where it's just me, you, and Olivia.
Just the three of us, just hanging out.
What?
Into the wanting to know more about giving a woman face. Well, here we go.
Okay. This sucks. This is shitty. This sucks shit. Digimon the movie soundtrack. prefer the Bloodhound Gang's cover of Kids in America to Lynn's, but I love both bands, so it's hard.
Before I start the CD, first of all, this is DJ Michael Watts.
Hello, DJ Michael Watts.
Second of all, check out our new website.
Okay, where is it?
Swisherhouse.biz. Don't hit Swisherhouse.com, hit Swisherhouse.biz.
Okay.
Now it's time to get into the people's champ, Paul Wall, the Swisher House remix. Hold up.
Thank you.
Well, this is music. Now, this is what I call... What we're talking about? Mute. This is what I think of as mute. Now, this is... When I look for music, now, this is what it is. 15. I can get paid too. The idea of an artist named US Golf 95.
Sexy Phil, a shout out to Red versus Blue. Oh, we got Bo Burnham, Tron Guy, Niga, Higa, Bowles, Diary, and Peter Pan. Dancing in Maze Q with Chris, Techno Viking, Happy Slippin', that crazy wine cone man.
Am I dying?
There are so many people on the internet. So many people on the internet. There are a bunch of people on the net, you bet. There are so many people on the internet. Oh, Lisa Nova's popping off, eating pizza with and drinking with Bob. Rhett and Lincoln Alts are here, joined by Jake and Amir and Jay. Carla's kind of a slob. Oh, we got David Choi and Dave Day. Zifter's kind of bold and gay. Montgomery Flea Market is fly. Superfly, Slug, Raven Riley's heated up as two girls poop into a cup and Will and Wim gives it a try. Oh, there are so many people on the internet. So many people on the internet. Is there a bunch of people on the net? You bet.
to dance and vlog, brothers unite the nerd.
God damn it. Website swishahouse.biz, not .com. I forgot to pay the registration on that .biz. Real artists. by real, I mean genuine.
Thank you. all the back, we park against the wall. Troopers square holding face, don't give a fuck about the law. I'm rolling bracelet, don't get blinded by the ice ball. It's not cold, the line of bill slept, plus the desk. Look at my temple logo, look familiar. Squares, do every fine stitch, knocks an intermediate battle. Gucci sneaker lock is just another form of test box. No cock block, it's a free clientele. To the drop, you can't go slanted. Go serene with a hippie home now. Club bandit, never empty handed when they brand it.
Presents Foolproof by Jennifer Blackwood, narrated by Addison Spear and Stephen Dexter. Chapter 1. Jewels. Good. Giving a guy a heart attack from your wardrobe choice. Bad. Guy having a literal heart attack. The worst part? My killer outfit wasn't even cute, and it definitely wasn't a guy I was trying to impress. Nope. Instead, I stood in my baggy green Office Jacks shirt, hovered over my middle-aged coworker as he clutched his chest, beads of sweat pouring down his red face. I scanned the service floor for Jack, the owner of Office Jacks. The store was empty, no one around to help Mike, except me. And for a pre-med student, I had no clue what the hell I was doing. People assumed since I sported acceptance into Drexler's medical program, I had some massive knowledge about all things medical. But I wouldn't be learning any life-saving techniques or medical procedures until I was actually in school. So at this moment, totally screwed. Like, only one Oreo left in the sleeve and all the grocery stores are closed. Screwed. I took one last
That's
look
pretty
around the
screwed.
Store, praying for Jack to walk through the sliding doors like a white knight coming to save the day. But with the only sounds in the store being Mandy Moore's candy streaming through the intercom and no footsteps, it was apparent I was on my own. I let out a heavy sigh and rocked back on my heels. Of course, something would go wrong as soon as Jack went on lunch break. Nothing bad ever happened at a convenient time, like when I actually had a medical textbook handy. Hold on, Mike. I'm calling for an ambulance. Mike gave a weak nod, the sweat from his face dripping onto the linoleum floor. My scalp prickled as I surveyed his declining state. Red face, shortness of breath, pain in arm. All roads led to a heart attack. Come on, think, Miss Future MD. I was rewarded with a symphony of crickets. Sweat started to pool at the small of my back, and I wiped the back of my hand over my slick forehead. Damn it, do something. But for the life of me, I couldn't remember anything from my CPR classes. The information locked away in a part of my brain that wasn't functioning during my inner freakout.
Chapter 2.
Chapter 2. in a bedroom freaking. We're all living large in 1990 just can't be the reason. So many things we have to pull with the cars. And when the girlies give a big pause, it gets hot. I think they know what time it is. They should know that's how we handle our business. They just trick or call playing a sin. Because it's in, and we're all black men, so we love black pussy.
Four colored blocks like a T or a box come down like like falling bricks. You can play Slippin' Rose, but everybody knows that they made this game for chicks.
Hey.
Mom just loves to flip and stack. Grandma says this shit is like crack.
Let it eat it.
This is the game girls deserve. There is no learning curve, which makes it great for noobs. It will fill you with glee, especially if you have a badge and boob.
Hey.
Your mom loves it, mine does too.
Mine does too.
Call me sexist, bitch, it's still true.
Just kidding about the bitch part.
In the girl's dainty frames, there's a spark in your
veins. Even
your late semblance. Someone say see falling blocks. The D's are unlocked when they start missing like this.
Hey.
Rap battles, Minecraft.
What?
What's up, everyone? It's Alex the Pixel Pimp.
Yeah, check me out, I'm chiseling sick cribs and whips out of bricks. This is Anime Rap Battles, Minecraft versus Lego. Lego.
Steve, I can't believe you got the 8-bit balls to step to me. I've lasted a century. Slap the crown on the king. You're binary, zeros and ones. I'm the one, you're zero fun. I'm the special, fear me, run. I'm the ultimate hero, son. I'll shoot your pixels with my pistols. That's how I treat squares. And while you're down, I'll kick you right back up. Battle in your chair. I started this whole building thing. I'm the act you'll always follow. You're just for kids who aren't allowed to play Grand Theft Auto.
Why's your skin all yellow? Do you punch with my mom? Nail polish. You're IKEA for kids. Instructions leave them confused. While my fusion reactor's feeding me a million EUs.
The chicken or the egg? The rooster.
Oh, fuck! What? Damn! That's bawdy! Right? What the fuck is happening?
Try a different playlist out for a little bit. See how this sticks. See what's
see how this is feeling. Okay.
Thank you.
I might switch off. I might get off Verizon, y'all. My new mixtape, I might get off Verizon, y'all. My wife was on AT&T. We finally, like, merged all the phone plans and all that stuff. Finally got around to doing that. I gave her my old iPhone 8. She can't get fucking Google Maps up and shit around here. And, like, I can, in a lot of places. So for a while, I was like, maybe the phone sucks. Maybe there's some issue with that phone. But then, you know, yeah, like, sometimes Spotify doesn't work well here and other stuff. I'm just starting to think Verizon just is not fucking up here the way they need to be. So maybe I need to switch back to AT&T. It's been a long time. Smells like fire out here. Smells a lot like, my wife called me earlier and said it was smoky in the area, but yeah, man, there must be a decent sized fire somewhere. It's been raining enough recently that it's probably not dangerous at spreading too wide or anything like that, but look that up and see where it is. All right, I'm home. That's no good. Fire no good. Fire bad. In conclusion, fire bad.